a fictitious name statement. Managing the sole proprietorship is simple, as the owner makes all decisions. Financial statements and company information are private, but audited financial statements may be required by banks or creditors for loan purposes. The owner has a right to all profits in the business, and the owner bears the risk of all losses in the business. In a sole proprietorship, investments made by the owner are recorded in a capital account. Net income of the sole proprietorship increases the capital account. A drawing account is used to record the withdrawals by owner. Drawing reduces the balance in the owner's capital account. At the end of each year, the owner completes a Schedule C for tax purposes. The Schedule C is similar to an income statement. It lists the revenues, expenses, and taxable income of the business. The taxable business income from Schedule C is then included as income on the owner's individual tax return, Form 1040. Thus, income from the sole proprietorship is taxed at individual rates. Dissolution of a sole proprietorship is easy. The company ceases to operate, and the sole proprietor is entitled to all assets and income of the company. The owner is also personally responsible for all debts and legal liabilities of the company. Now let's examine partnerships. A partnership is a voluntary association of two or more persons to carry on, as co-owners, a business for a profit. There are several advantages to the partnership form of organization. First, a partnership is easy to form. Second, a partnership has greater management skill because it is owned and managed by more than one individual. Because the partnership has several owners, it also has access to more capital and may borrow based on the creditworthiness of each partner. Another advantage is that the income is taxed only once. The partnership income is divided among the partners and taxed only at the individual level. Finally, a partnership is relatively easy to dissolve. One disadvantage of the partnership form of organization is limited transferability of interests. Transfer of ownership requires agreement between the partners. A second important disadvantage is that each partner may be joint and severally liable for partnership debts and acts of other partners. Partnerships include almost every trade, occupation, or profession. There are three types of partnerships: general partnerships, limited partnerships, and limited liability partnerships. We'll begin with the rules for general partnerships. After you understand the rules for general partnerships, we will then discuss the differences for limited partnerships and limited liability partnerships. In a general partnership, there is only one type of partner, a general partner. In a general partnership, each partner has the same rights and responsibilities as the other partners. The formation of a partnership occurs by agreement between the individuals. This agreement can be written or oral, express or implied. Express contracts are those that are overtly stated in words, either orally or in writing. An implied partnership is inferred by the acts of the individuals to create a partnership. The agreement to share profits is evidence that a partnership exists. However, a partnership is not created or implied if the relationship exists only for the payment of debt, wages, or leases. No formal written agreement is required for a partnership unless the partnership falls within the statute of frauds. The statute of frauds requires that if the partners specify a time length on the partnership greater than 1 year, the partnership agreement must be in writing. However, if the partnership has no time period specified, the agreement can be oral. Although no written agreement is required, it is wise to have a partnership agreement in writing. The partnership agreement should stipulate the rights and responsibilities of the partners, the profit and loss sharing ratios, the rights to salary, bonuses, or interest on capital contributions, and any other agreed upon rights upon withdrawal or termination. In the absence of a written partnership agreement, the provisions in the Revised Uniform Partnership Act apply. It is important to remember that in the absence of a partnership agreement, profits and losses are shared equally among the partners. Similar to proprietorships,